This morning in Health Watch, bad memories, they can be the hardest ones to forget, no matter how hard we try, and that is now confirmed by a recent study. Psychologist and early show contributor Robin Goodman is here to tell us about it. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
The study suggests that bad memories stick more firmly with us than good ones. Why is that?
Well, one of the things they found is the emotion and the intense emotion that is associated with them, and also the images. So like we see when you see earthquakes, it's not just hearing about them, it's seeing it or experiencing something, and it's in your mind, literally kind of burned in there.
So does that mean that when we say bad memories, we're referring to calamities like a bridge collapse, or is it everyday things like a fight you had with somebody?
Well, they're saying that, of course, it's those horrible things that happen, but those everyday things, so you had a presentation, and everybody was going to be great, or really this criticized, you had an intense push them back, and you remember you were going, or you were so each on the one they spoke to the kids, now you're avoiding the company softball team. So those things do kind of stick with you.
It's so true. They may say a million good things about your presentation. The one bad thing is the thing you remember. That is so true.
Yeah, it's like feeling embarrassed to death.
Now, I was talking a little bit to Harry about this. 9/11, I wasn't even there, but we covered the story so much, saw so many images. I remember a 911 call from a woman in the towers to her husband, and to this day, it's so vivid in my mind. Why is that?
That's what they're saying, and actually neuroscience has helped us understand that things are kind of coded in our brain in terms of how we felt, what we saw, what we smelled, all those things. And it's not the verbal associations, it's all those really sensations that we have.
The senses. If we have a bad memory that we just can't shake, is it better, Robin, to just ignore it or confront it?
Well, the interesting thing is the study said, don't confront it, just forget it.